Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The left fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Bunker and he is out, Adair applying the tag. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Palfrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner throws the ball into Gonzalez, who tags Palfrey, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims is walked intentionally. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Sims moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Wagner moves to third. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunker hits a line drive towards the mound. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Wally Bunker. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.